one of the biggest traps I see is people trying to align themselves to causes on a global scale before they've got their own house in order. But there is a part of your house that you've got very much in order that will align to a cause that will give you so much fulfillment. It'll fuel you and it'll give you so much success in the future. That's where you want to start to investigate. And today we're going to talk about how. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. If you try and care for everything, you'll feel for nothing. There's such a trap by allowing yourself to be drawn into every possible negative thing that's happening in the world, or all the different causes, and you can get yourself immersed in it, but it's such a distraction. Because if it's not actually aligned to your own journey, to your own past, then you're going to end up coming out of it feeling resentful for investing so much energy, and then realizing what inevitably you're going to realize is that if you can't actually have an influence from taking personal responsibility, then you're actually wasting time, energy, and like I said, you'll end up resentful. So it's important to also know that if you jump on board a cause that is so deeply aligned to your own story, then there's so much fulfillment in that. Now, for me, sporting background, lack of self-belief, lack of confidence, showed up in so many different areas of my life. Being a man with young children, feeling extremely lost, not knowing what direction to turn, like, and now helping people do the same. And I do work with men and women, but predominantly men in a sporting perspective, in a business perspective, in a corporate perspective, all those areas that I struggled myself, like that's a cause I want to get on board and connect with other men who are helping people in that same way. Because it becomes easy, it becomes even more fulfilling, and it feeds everything you're doing. So you don't want to fall into that trap of, and there's so many big causes that are important in this world. But if they're not part of your past, they're not aligned to your story, it's just a distraction. And this might be a harsh truth, but it's what it is. It's true. You can't impact these massive global issues and causes if you're not taking responsibility for the things that you need to take responsibility for. It's a distraction. It's amazing how many people get caught up in politics, in particularly politics in other countries, when there's nothing, you can't influence that at the level that you're investing your time and energy into that bigger picture. Of course, if you're a voter, you can vote. But that doesn't change the whole picture. But you can certainly invest time and energy into things that you can have a huge influence over. Because if I started jumping onto my social media and started talking politics and started telling different people my thoughts and this, that, and the other, I wouldn't be coming from a place of authenticity, because just be spouting opinions. But the things I do jump on and talk about, they're from my own experience, that they're attached to my story, and they're easy to talk about, and it's from a place of a degree of authority, because I've walked the path myself. And it's not to say there's not important to feel like we're giving back in different areas, and it's not to dismiss whatever work that you've done on different, like, bigger causes. It's just that, like I said, that you can do that to death, but it's not going to give you the fulfillment that you're chasing. And in fact, more often than not, you're going to feel resentful for it. But there are definitely places where you're going to get lit up. It's going to be aligned to your own story. So I put a lot of time and energy into my nutrition, into my health. And I do help people with those sorts of things, but I don't do it from the point of view of a particular diet, a particular exercise regime. I do it from the perspective of my own path, which is finding the right one for you. But I'm not by no means a healthcare expert. I'm not an expert that's gonna preach to you about nutrition or the right exercise to do, because just not an expert in that area. It's not that linked to my story. I can tell you how to get the right structures in place to be able to get yourself healthy and find the right nutrition for you and find the right path for you. But anything beyond that, it's just not part of my story. But I do know other people that have been in a certain, like, medical condition, and they've taken a very specific course of action, and they know it works because they've lived it. They've seen other people do it the same way, and then they can then talk about that. That's alignment. And it's the same whether it's in a job, in your business. You've got a story, and your story is unique, and your story is important. And it's not just important because of who you are and where you've come from, but it's important because it gives you all the clues of where you're going. A great quote I still have up on my wall, it says, it's words to the effect of, you are already sitting on a mountain of gold. Your story is unique, and all of your value will come from and I can't remember the exact words, but it's to the effect of sharing that mountain of gold. Because you are unique, and you do have a unique story. And by looking for the golden thread that runs through that story, the things that have happened again and again, and the ways you've been able to overcome it, that there is a part of your life that you're an expert in, and that other people will get so much from your expertise. And here's a little clue, a little hint. You already do this. You already help people. You try and help people in certain areas because you know the solutions are easy to you. They don't just seem easy. They are easy. You see the world from that perspective like no one else does. And so you can help people jump 4 or 5 steps because you see the patterns. You see where things don't work, and you can fast track them. Now, not everyone wants to hear those messages, right? So the other challenge is not trying to preach to people who aren't ready to be preached to, because I was definitely guilty of that early on in my journey when I was suddenly learning all these new things. I'm like, why doesn't the rest of the world know about this? Everyone needs to know, instead of finding people that are on a similar path and who do want to know about these certain things and then connecting with them, because that's where you're going to get great results. So reiterate, find alignment with your story of the cause that is aligned to you and your own path, where you've been, where you're heading, and invest time and energy into that cause that feels natural for you, that you can influence, that by taking personal responsibility, you can continue to move the dial in that area, because it gives back to you. It gives fulfillment that's not from getting that social validation, but it gives it back to you just from the act itself, from how good it feels to do that. And it will continue to do so. You're not going to hit a wall where you go, oh, I just can't do this anymore. It's going to continue to fuel you. And yeah, like I said, your your past, your story, there's a golden thread that runs through it where you'll see the same patterns repeating. And if you can work out what they are and then realize that you've improved in those areas because you've wanted to overcome different things and you have, and then you'll realize that you probably still get challenged in that area because despite the fact you've done a lot of work in that space, there's still different challenges. And like me with confidence and self-belief, I've improved that so much exponentially, but there is still the next level that I'm unlocking, and I'll never stop unlocking that. And that's why it allows me to take people on a journey, because there's always something new to explore. There's always something else. And if in your life there's an area like that where you just can't get enough of it and you will continue to explore that improvement for yourself, then that's very much the cause that you should be heading down. Have a great day. See you in the next one. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport Is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.